This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Last weekend, a woman that was 39 weeks pregnant went to a Metallica concert in Brazil. And while the band was playing Enter Sandman, she began having contractions and gave birth to a healthy baby boy.
Might be my favorite story of the entire week.
Yeah, right.
Just the fact
yeah.
that she was at the concert and then the contractions hit, no time to leave the concert. And also, do you want to leave a Metallica show? No.
Yeah.
I'll just have the baby right here.
And the perfect song, I mean, out of their catalog.
Yeah.
And
Exit Baby.
Yeah.
Enter Parenthood.
Oh, wow.
James Hetfield found out about this, and he was like, oh, I got to talk to these people. So he called the new parents to congratulate him, and a brief video shows the couple in Metallica t-shirts overwhelmed by the call.
Yes, this is James.
Oh, my God.
Joycey, and yes, hey. Congratulations, you guys.
Oh, my God, hi. I cry.
Oh, that's awesome.
That must have been a fun phone call for James.
Like, yeah, really. Of all the things you got to do in your life, it's like, dude. And you know, like all the years they've been performing, probably the first time that's happened.
Yeah, if I'm a Metallica, I'm like, give me their number. I want to call them. You would want, you know what I mean? Like, that's such a cool story.
Yeah. And you talked about it. You're like, man, someone's got to give them. Someone's got to reach out. Now, it didn't say whether or not he gave them anything. Kind of feel like, Dave Grohl would have given him something.
Gave him an experience of a lifetime. They got to speak to James Hetfield of Metallica.
This is if you were in a band, you'd be like, talking to me is enough. Go to kissonline.com if you want anything else.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I'm not charging them for anything, but if you're a massive fan of my band and you see the video, the guys wearing the hat, they're both wearing Metallica shirts, I think a phone call from a member of Metallica is more than enough.
I
take that over a free t-shirt.
Yeah. Well, what if they had like a baby outfit? Right? They must have something that says Metallica and a onesie or something.
They got baby onesies. Yes, they do.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So you got to send that to them, don't you?
Do you? You know, what more do you want from me? I just gave you my time, and that's money.
Right? Okay, that's the difference between you and Dave Grohl.
It's true.
This is why Dave Grohl is a very successful performer who's kind and does things, and you, my voice is all you should want.
Yeah!
And I'm not saying James Hetfield or Metallica didn't do anything, but you know, like Pearl Jam's, or you know how they got their people, you just know that somebody would have sent a really cool care package.
Well, then maybe they should have been a fan of Pearl Jam instead of Metallica.
Right. It's so true. Pearl Jam or Foo Fighters probably would have been a better place to have your baby.
Dude,
you would have got more free stuff.
I'm guessing that there's going to be a care package sent. I don't know if James had anything to do with it or just the management did something with that, but I think somebody is getting them a care package.
I would hope so. I just think that, yeah, I mean, come on.
But would you be mad if he didn't? I'd be so stoked that James Hetfield called me. I wouldn't care if you sent me anything.
Yeah, I would be mad. I'd be like, wow, that's it? The call? Well, that's all we get? I mean, I don't know what his cameo costs.
Nothing's good enough for you.
No, not when
lead singer of your favorite band just gave you a phone call to congratulate you on the birth of your child.
Yeah, what if that dude from Collective Soul did his thing and, you know, called you up? You'd probably be happy, right?
Oh, I want merch from Ed Roland. If Ed Roland doesn't give me merch as well, I'm being pissed. I'll be honest with you. If I had a baby at a Collective Soul show, I want some merch.
There'd be a lot more going on if you had a baby.
Yeah, well, believe me, if I had a baby, I wouldn't take a call from Ed Roland. I'd be taking a call from the Smithsonian.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
Someone said I won a phone call from the band Bones UK. They're awesome. I was speechless the whole time. Have you ever had a random celebrity call you?
All the time. On this show, when they're calling into
you do get the first phone call.
Like, I do. Yeah. The coolest one ever was when it was Leonard Nimoy, because usually there's a person like who will like patch us through or something like that. And it was literally like, "Hello, this is Leonard." I was like, "Hi, Mr. Nimoy."
Yeah, I think the biggest one for, and it was also just because we work in radio, but when I worked in Albuquerque, we got to talk to President Obama at the time.
That's pretty wild.
Wow. Yeah, and it was one of those, I had to be in the studio for at least 2 hours, and I was on the phone with the Secret Service, and so it would be like, I'd get these
What's
random
What's small
updates.
Talk with the Secret Service like?
Nothing. It was literally like, hello, we will update you. And so it was literally,
don't talk to us, we'll just tell you when he's available.
Every 15 minutes, it was like, yes, you're still waiting. And then all of a sudden it was like, in 5 minutes, you will hear the President of the United States. And the next voice you will hear is President Obama.
Whoa.
And this was the first thing that Obama said to Danny.
I made bad choices.
Yeah.
I got high.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first one that came to mind was when I first started working in radio, and I got a phone call back, we had a desk with a business line, and I actually would answer it in those days. And I picked it up, and I'm like, hello? And the person's like, hi, is this the morning show producer? I'm like, yes. And then he says, this is Mark Price. I'm like, hi. He's like, I'm a comedian. You might remember me from Family Ties. To which then I screamed, Skippy?
That's hysterical.
And he's like, he kind of chuckled. He goes, yeah. I'm like, you're Skippy from Family Ties? And he's like, yeah. I did not hold it together, dude. I was so jacked.
That's amazing.
And we talked for like 15 minutes. He was the nicest guy. I didn't book him. I mean, he was a no-name, but, you know, but it was, no, I'm kidding. Of course we had him on.
Of course you booked him. Are you kidding me? Everybody booked Skippy back in the day. Skippy was the best.
I was on cloud nine the rest of the day. I'm like, is this how radio works? The celebrity just calls you randomly? That never happened again.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.